Blog Talk Radio.
MVP goes to Mr.
Fitzpatrick out of Miami, the still quarterback who threw for nearly 7,000 yards. Not happy with that. Nearly 7,000 yards. Great season for Patrick. A whole bunch of touchdowns, a whole bunch of yards. First place, he finished with 10 out of the 20 votes. And Jonquest Spencer finished in second place, the receiver for Miami. So Miami had a tandem. Jonquest Spencer spent in second place for the UE MVP Awards. And if we go back, I forgot to keep tabs on the first edition of the UE Awards, but I can go back because I do have them saved. But Jonquest Spencer was the inaugural UE MVP Award holder, and he finished in second place with 9 votes. So congratulations to Mr. Patrick for the Miami Dolphins, as he is having another stellar season in the first 3 weeks of Upper Echelon this season as well. Now for the second winner, for the UE Offense Player of the Year, we have Jonquest Spencer finishing with 10 first-place votes out of 20. Out of 20 votes, he had 10 as the winner. In second place came the running back from the Saints, Lance Pearson. He had 9 votes. Not quite sure why he had so many votes over Cam Newton, who only had 1 vote. Cam was the MVP for Madden in the connected franchise mode, and Lance Pearson didn't even finish in the top 10 of that, maybe. But his peer, Saul Pearson, was the second-best offensive player to his team last year. So he finished in second place. Also, congratulations to Jonquest Spencer for racking up just yet another award. He should have won a lot more UE awards, but he hasn't thus far. Player of the Year goes to the right end of the Minnesota Vikings, Aaron Lynch. He finished with 12 out of the 20 votes. He is the Defensive Player of the Year. Finishing the runner-up is the linebacker out of the New England Patriots, Mr. Jay Reedy. And he finished in second place with 8 second-place votes. And those were your two constituents on that. UE Coach of the Year is yours truly. He was the best, and I had 10 of the 20 first-place votes. I mean, 20 of the votes. I don't know why I keep saying first place. I don't know what's going on with me today. But 10 out of 20 votes, I got those. And finishing in second place was KT, the guy beat in the Super Bowl, who went into the Super Bowl 18-0. He had 5 second-place votes, as well as being a runner-up. And last but not least, our UE Most Disappointing Coach will go to, it went to DJM, voting from his peers, the guy that made Super Bowl the year before. Unfortunately, due to Madden, he didn't make it this season. It was a deficiency in the game, but we can't change that. And he did not make the postseason and voted by his peers as 12 out of the 20 votes. And the runner-up was AJ of the Steelers. He had 5 votes. And he went to the AFC title game the season before, and he did not make the postseason last year, ending up with the 13th overall pick. And those are your winners of the Upper Echelon Award Edition number 3. Congratulations, UE Awards 3. Congratulations to Mr. Patrick, the MVP, Jonquest Spencer, the Player of the Year, Aaron Lynch, the Defense Player of the Year, myself, he is the best as Coach of the Year, and I don't know if it's congratulations for most disappointing, but DJM won that particular category. So we just want to thank you. Thank everyone that participated. 20 votes left next season. Let's hopefully we can get 25 guys to vote. And I do appreciate the vote. Like I said, taking your time out your busy schedule to vote on this league means a lot to me. It means you're engaged, and I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate everything that you do. Also, if you did not notice throughout last week, I did post another article between shows to try to keep you entertained while another show did come about. And we had a list of the top 5 guys, top 5 all-time players, and UE with no rings. That article is up on the website as well, but I will read out the guys that did make the list. If you would just give me 1 second as I pull that up. Like I said, guys, we just we do what we can to make this league as exciting as we can, and we just want you guys just to know that I appreciate everything that you do for Fresh Line as well. Top five guys that is ringless here in Upper Echelon and that can change that all this season. 5-1, we have Mr. Pierman of the Baltimore Ravens, and the article had a little passage about him as well. Number 4, Russell Wilson with the Seattle Seahawks. He has played every single snap for the Seahawks this year for in Upper Echelon. We have Mr. Flores, a defensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings, probably the most dominant defensive player we've had in Upper Echelon, and he plays on the defensive line. He is such a game changer, and he makes so many plays in the backfield that it is it's crazy in its own right. So congratulations, but he is number 3 on that list. Odell Beckham Jr., Mr. Madden cover, has not won a Super Bowl yet. He was with the Giants his first 5 seasons. Last 3 years, he has been with the Carolina Panthers, including this season. And last but not least, number 1, probably the best player, the greatest player ever to be played in Upper Echelon, even though this is just the first year of Upper Echelon. Jacquez Spencer for the Miami Dolphins has broke every and will own every single receiving record by a time of, and he has yet to get to the AFC Championship game. Great article. If you have time to read it, if you have 7 minutes out of your life, click on that. Please read it. Comment on it. Tell me you hate it, you love it, whatever the situation may be. Just give me some feedback, and all feedback is good feedback, no matter what the type of feedback it is. And just take that time to read it if you have the time to do so. If you just join us, I am Hills the Best, and this is Hills a Legend Show, and we just went through the rundown of the Upper Echelon Award winners, 3rd edition. Mr. Patrick was the MVP. Jacquez Spencer was the Player of the Year. Aaron Lynch was the Defensive Player of the Year. Yours truly was the Coach of the Year. Mr. Most Disappointing was the GM of the Green Bay Packers. Now, let's go ahead and pick the rest of the game for Week 4 edition of Upper Echelon. Then we will get into Week 5 predictions as well. Hopefully these games get played. We have quite a few fourth wins due to for whatever reason. And I think the last game is scheduled to kick off at right at cutoff time around 9:30, which would be the Bears and Eagles. Bears and Eagles, I like the Eagles in that matchup. 31-7 as Smooth has to get going because he's making my Super Bowl prediction look very bad. He has to get going after that showing last week. And also, I think the other game that is left to be played is Browns at Diablos. Mexico City needs this win after coming back from a disappointing loss to the Falcons last week at home in Mexico. A lot of people want them to move to Puerto Rico. That's nor here nor there. Not the time for this show. I like them in this game to win. Viva Mexico, 35-21. And that will conclude all the matchups in Week 4 here in Upper Echelon. Now, with that being said, Eagles and Panthers, intriguing matchup. Smooth, KT, nice little rivalry going now. Yes, it's a rivalry. Why is it a rivalry? Hills the Best, and I will answer you, good sir. It's because Smooth and Ray have met in the postseason and the regular season. The regular season, KT, I think, is at least 3-0. I will have to check the records, but if my mouth is right, I think he has played him 3 times. He's 3-0 against him in the regular season. But when it matters the most, Smooth is 1-0 against him in the postseason. So that validates a rivalry because they only played 4 times. 1 time when it matters, Smooth beat him when it matters. So it is a rivalry. Week 5, back in Charlotte, where Smooth got his victory. I picked Smooth to be the class of the NFC. He showed himself worthy 2 seasons ago. Getting on the doorstep last year, he took a step back. I like him this season. I like him in the upset against Carolina Panthers to be the first guy to beat KT in a very, very long time. If my math is correct, he has won 30 the regular season, and it will be snapped against Ray Smooth in the Philadelphia Eagles in Charlotte, in the Queen City, Bank of America Stadium, 41-37. Philadelphia Eagles will beat them, and you heard it here first on Hills a Legend Show. Lions at Vikings. I have the Lions in upset. I pull upsets here in week five. I like the Lions in this matchup. Mr. Maurice has done a wonderful job, been a very loyal owner, and he has been active as much as he can. He is a second shift guy. Gets all his games played, comes home, plays his game immediately. I like that. He is a guy, a man of his word, says he's going to play the game. He's going to play him. I like him in this matchup. An upset, 38-35 against the Minnesota Vikings, as the Vikings will do too much passing, not enough balance towards the end of the game to get this win. Jaguars, Mr. Self-proclaimed Super Bowl-bound Jags, who lost the game of the week last week in week four, currently in this week that we are in. He lost it in a good game against the Indianapolis Colts. Redskins, Jaguars, this matchup is between guys that are getting a little testy because they know that this is now. It's getting closer and closer to winning the Super Bowl. And as everyone knows, I am on retirement, and I will address all the rumors that have been hitting my DM and text messages the last few days. I will address that as the show comes towards an end. But as of now, Redskins, Jaguars. I like the Jaguars at home. They're very tough down there in Florida. They got the weather, the women, the weed. They have it all. Excuse me. They have it all. All the W's that will give them another W. And they will win 34-24 in this matchup. Clemmy, Collins, let's make it Webb, Bills, Browns. I like the Bills. I have the Bills being one of my surprise teams, making an AFC Championship game run this season. He has to start getting some W's in a row. He's won a last game, I think he's won his last two, if I'm not mistaken, he has. So he's now 2-2. That division is up for grabs again. I like him against the Browns in a shootout, 45-44, as he wins in Cleveland. Patriots at Jets, as this rivalry has really kind of turned towards the New York Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 as the Jets has won the last two matchups between these two, dating back to last season in Week 17. The Jets won again in Week 3 up in Foxborough. Now the Jets are back. I mean, now the Patriots are back for seeking revenge. But I like the Jets once again. The Jets are trending up. I said this season they should make the postseason, and I like them to sweep their arch nemesis, Oscar Boss. I like him to win this matchup, 31-18. I think the Jets defense will stipe up in MetLife Stadium. Packers at Dolphins, DJM versus Prez. These two guys are bitter enemies in public. Behind closed doors, they're playing a video game together. So I think these two will have a very good showing. Last time they played was in Miami. Interesting enough that the league schedule was still made where the Packers travel down to Miami. DJM has complained to the scheduler guys that this is not right that he should not have to travel to Miami again. But no here, no there. I don't know what's going to happen. Jacquez Spencer didn't have a big game last time they played, but the Dolphins' run game did. Packers, Dolphins, this is a very tough game. I'm going to lean with DJM on the road. I think he has to be Prez here. He wants to make a statement, and I think he is seeking that second Super Bowl ring to validate that he is not what you voted on earlier today, and he is not the most disappointing. I think he will win this game 41-35 in South Beach. Steelers at Raiders, old-school rivalry in the NFL. Not so much in upper echelon because they don't play quite as often. I like the Steelers in this matchup, bouncing back from a tough loss against the Baltimore Ravens earlier today. I like them to win this matchup 31-12. I think it will be a lopsided affair. And this one, Falcons at Bengals. Interesting matchup here. I think Ditto gets the win against Carlos, but Carlos just came off a very quality win in Mexico City. Can the Falcons carry that momentum over to Cincinnati? I think it will be difficult. Diddy is very strong at home. Ditto, excuse me, is very strong at home. Passing us that will be where it needs to be. Mr. Green, Travis has a lot of weapons to throw the football to with Hamilton joining that wide receiver core. I like them in this matchup, 27-17 in the jungle. Rams at Broncos. Broncos is a new owner. He came in last season. Rams are a owner that's been here since season one. Loyal on as well. Second shift guy. And I'm saying second shift guy to let you guys know that's listening to the show. A lot of us are first shift guys, meaning we get off in the daytime. The Rams and the Lions are guys that have to play late night. So let's try to be mindful of them. If you have to sleep over just one night, make an exception with them. Rams, Lions, please hit up your contact. Contact your opponents as well. Let them know, hey, I can play at this time, so they might can squeeze around some naps here and there to get themselves to stay up late. I know if I had to play them, then I'd take a nap. But let me get back to the predictions. Just wanted to put that out there for these guys. Come on, let's not be selfish and jerks about it. If you can stay up for just an extra hour to play a video game, let's do it for these guys. They're being loyal just like you are. They're sacrificing as much as they can. So do try to help them out. I like the Broncos in this matchup. With that being said, 14-24 Broncos. I think he has stifled down Brett Hundley, who has been nothing short of a disappointment at St. Louis, as everyone continues to remember Barkley. And that's all they keep saying in St. Louis. Chargers, Seahawks, one of the new guys who has been very active, and I want to commend him for coming in the league, coming into the group, and being very active. I think he is going to be a good guy for the future for upper echelon. He seems to follow rules. He's engaged, active in the chat. Mr. D, appreciate you joining the league, brother. Just continue on doing what you're doing. Hang in there with us. Things will happen. But you won't win this week against the Seattle Seahawks. Trap guy. And the 12-man is going to be very difficult to win. I like a close affair, though. 27-19. I think the Seahawks will pull away at the end, score a late touchdown, put themselves over the top. Despite what everyone's saying, I will not make my return against goal. I will not do that. I'm sitting out the season for personal reasons. I'm finding my smile, but I will not be participating anymore in the first line this season. As far as I know, as far as my agent knows, as far as my attorney knows, and that's all I can say about that. Now, one matchup that is left on the schedule, last but not least, I think a lot of people might not realize that this matchup is untapped. Week 5, 49ers at Cardinals. This will be interesting, and I'm going to tell you why we have plenty of time for me to get into this. As the new guy has came in, Mr. Z, he's been very active in the group. He's a Patriot fan, came in day one, started talking junk about the Patriots, and we all know the Dolphins suck, so 305 got mad, or whatever the situation may be. So they were sharing exchange, heated words, all that good stuff were going back and forth. And then by some way, he knows UPT because UPT brought him into the league. He's one of the commissioners. So he tags UPT, and he tells UPT, wait a minute, why is Carlos in this league? And thus far and thus, and so forth, so far. And then KT comes in and says, laughs and jokes and all that. And he says, I have video of me beating Carlos. And he shows the video of him beating Carlos, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of, but, hey, I'm not going to get caught up into it because it's none of my business, which I try to teach the 305 guys, you know, stay out of it. But, you know, that's no here nor there. So, long story short, Carlos' son is Mr. Stiffy, and he is the Cardinals, and he is a guy that can win games, and he vowed when he seen the 49ers that he will pay the price for what he said to his daddy, and this, the time for paying is now. Rent is due, big fella. Now this game will happen week 5, 49ers Cardinals. I'm excited. I hope they post the time and I can be there to watch this game. I'm excited just thinking about this matchup. Stiffy is not a guy that does a lot of talking. He just plays this game. He's very quiet. He's active, but he's quiet. He doesn't do all the hoopla and the yelling and all that. But he said, watch yourself. He said, you will pay for the way that you talk to his daddy. Payday, big fella. Week 5, advance of the night. Can't wait to this game. It's going to either happen Tuesday or Wednesday. Hopefully it's a Tuesday. The earlier the better. We'll find out for that. Who do I got in this game? So I'm really quite sure what the 49ers have. So I'm going to go with Stiffy because he has payback on his mind. He has blood in his eyes. Cardinals in a big way. 45-20. I haven't seen Spiffy play mad before. I've seen him play under all type of different circumstances, upset, a little down, heavy heart. I've seen him play every way. Never seen him play with anger. And this week five matchup will be with nothing Arizona, and that is a recap of week five predictions here in Upper Echelon. We have quite a few minutes left. With that being said, the 70-30 rule, we do want to continue on reminding guys about that rule, not because we just want to be jerks about it, but it is a rule that it was stirring up a lot of strife. 70-30 means basically out of 10 plays, run the ball 3 times. It's not really that complicated. It shouldn't be that complicated. Out of 20 plays, run the ball at least 6-7 times. I mean, do the math, continue on scanning it up. Bada beam, bada boom. You run 50 plays, you need to run the ball at least 15 times in a close game. If you're getting beat by 28 in the first half, I'm not going to expect you to run the football. It's like kind of pointless to run the ball to get back in the game. You're killing the time, and the time is against you. But if you're in a one-possession game, two-possession game, you're down 10 to 14 points at halftime. And out of it shouldn't be 2 runs for it. The game is not out of reach. The game has never been out of reach. It's time for you to continue on playing football. And the reason why we said that we have statistics, I take time out of my business schedule to look up stuff to make this the very best sim lead. As much as other people want to throw shots and don't think this is a sim lead, it is very much so a good sim lead, a very good sim lead, one of the best sim leads out there on PlayStation 4. You can look that up. But we want you guys to know that we want you just to run the football some. We don't want this to be an arcade lead, a lobby ball. Lobby ball is you throwing the ball every single time. And this is not what we are. We don't stand for lobby ball. If you want to play lobby ball, go to another league. And it's not knocking other leagues. Other leagues don't want to be sim leagues. That's fine. But we predicate ourselves on sim. Sim football means the most realistic gameplay that we can find. Yes, people are going to say, well, your slot is not realistic. Well, you know, sliders are flawed. We don't know. It's not always going to be the best. If EA did their job, we wouldn't have to do so much with sliders. So please do not fall for that. Now, with that being said, Upper Echelon is a top 35 league. We're ranked 33, 34 in the PlayStation League, number 60 overall. Madden, that's include PS4, PS3, Xbox One, 360, and another one, I think. Out of 4 or 5 systems, we're ranked 60, and it's like 500-600 daddy league pages. That's great. But we're 34th in PlayStation 4 league, and that's in the first year. That is impressive. So for everyone that throws shots at us, shame on you. But for the ones that have helped this league be a top 35 league in the first season, from DJM and me, we want to truly thank you for all that you have brought to this league. And honestly, if I didn't delete some blogs and got some other stuff posted, we would be a top 20 league. So I hadn't done my part to get a top 20, but I vowed that we will be a top 10 league next year. And I want to thank you personally for making us a top 35 league in our first season here in Upper Echelon. And I just want to throw this out here for other leagues that think they're really good. You're not. Daddy league don't lie. Numbers don't lie. Your league ain't even top 50, bro. Take it how you want. It's all about the UE. I'm here with the best. Get your games played. Follow the rules. I'm out.